Hi guys, just thought I'd do a quick boo about the speech player thing that you get for that you can get for NVDA. Now we all know that it's the default accent on NVDA is kind of northern, but I think I've changed it to the north accent, which some people call the Lancashire accent. And with the new voice that I'm using here, Edward, it sounds even more northern than it does with the default. It kind of brings out the northernness of it. I won't show you the original because everybody knows the original voice. But let me let it read a bit of this README file. And you tell me what you think, because I'm curious to know what people reckon. I think, personally, it does read it differently. I'm getting a phone call. Right, so, sorry about that. I had a phone call. I've now dealt with it. So, yeah, we've got this speech engine that's called... because it won't bloody work now. Hang on. That's it, right. I've got the new speech engine for NVDA. What they're calling Speech Player, which is basically a new thing they brought out, which uses eSpeak to do different... to give it a bit of different sound, but it's not touching the existing eSpeak. I don't know how they've done it, but they've done something to make it so it's got its own speech engine. But what they've also done is they've put new voices in. They've put new voices into eSpeak. So what you've got now is this really deep, quite full-sounding voice. It sounds kind of like eloquence, but I've got it set to the northern speech accent, the Lancashire one. And I actually think it sounds more northern than it does with the normal NVDA. But I'll let you read some of this document. We'll see what you think.
Notice this is an early release, so bugs and suggestions are welcome. Keep in mind that the nature of this game is to be very difficult, and I have tried my best to balance it as much as I can. I am also hesitant about adding additional clues as to your orientation. However, that can be discussed. So read on and find out what it's all about. Introduction: the night is dark and cold, yet something does not let you sleep. You've been hearing stories, ones you do not believe to be true, yet mysterious things keep happening at night. Strange noises and screams from the forest nearby. Your sane mind keeps telling you not to investigate, to stay at home, where you're safe and warm, but your curious mind keeps on wandering back and forth to those stories.
There, so you can tell, I think, that it's more northern than what the other one is. But yeah, that's what I wanted to show you. The new speech player, because it was Carol Louise that posted the tweet about it, and I thought, oh, I'm going to download this. I found it the other day, and I thought, should I get that? And I thought, hell, why not? Let's do it, you know. So I got it. See, here I go. I got it. See, that's me. You see my northern accent coming out. I got it. I don't normally use that accent much, but sometimes I'll say I got it instead of I got it. It's very strange. It really is very strange. Yeah. Thought I'd share that with you because it's kind of neat. Lily Bird is doing good. She's chatting and going... and all that. Next thing I'm going to do is go down to the shop, buy some stuff, need milk and such things. My dad told me to go to Bag of Madness, but I really can't be bothered. I'll go to McCall's, I know where I'm going there. I know I'll get assistance in McCall's, I'm not forced to at Bag of Madness. Because it's new, because it's so bloody new, I doubt it'll happen. So I'm going to leave that shop well alone for a while. So yeah, that's the plan. We'll go to the other one, where I know where I'm going. But it is extremely treacherous out there today, so I don't plan on going anywhere. I don't basically plan on going anywhere this week unless I have to, because, you know, it's really not good. It's really not good. Because it's, you know, just the way things are. It's really cold and really miserable, and it's been snowing and raining and all sorts of crap, so I really don't want to go anywhere, but I need to go to the shop to get milk, so I'll have to do that Lily, that's hilarious. She says. Well, yeah, she's making cool new... She's making cool new noises. Not doing the cockatiel so much now. She's experimenting with other things, aren't you? That's the voice. One new tweet. It's quite a good voice, actually, that new one. I think I quite like it. She still does a cockatiel noise, but I don't find she does it as much as what she used to. Lily. Aw, cute. You are gorgeous, missus. You know it, too. She knows it, too. So, yeah. Oh, Lily. What are we going to do with you? Oh, bless her. She is making some cool noises. I really like it. It's really cool. But yeah, she's doing great, as you can hear. The taily feathers, as I said, have come off. Look like they just broke off. She hasn't lost any more, so I don't think she's actually plucking. I think it's just a case of... She is basically just... I don't know what that is that she was doing there. She did this thing. That's new. Oh, and I found out, just for your guys' information, you know what... Good girly! That's not perfect, but it's good enough. When I got her back from my dad, she was doing this... noise. And I found out what it was. I thought it was a squeaky door, and I was actually correct. Oh dear, Lily, that broke. He went... Well, I can't even do it. Oh, bless her. Hello. She still does that now and again, but it's not as bad as it was. I love the noises she makes, I really do. She's whispering now. Kinda. I don't know what that is, it's kind of like a whispery noise. It's a sort of thing, it's really strange. But yeah, she's doing well. I was really pleased to hear the boo that Sam put up the other day with Kendra and Cookie and Rio. And Kendra was actually whistling, which I thought was great, because I've never heard Kendra whistle like proper grey whistles. But she... Yeah, them. Yeah, those, Lily. Yeah. She says that must be a really easy noise for a grey to make, because she does it all the time, and a lot of greys I've met do it, so it must be a common noise that they learn very quickly. I wonder if I hadn't taught her that, if she would have actually done it anyway. I don't know. But yeah, I thought I'd show you the new speech player thing. I don't know what state of play it is, whether it's in beta or what it is, but it's certainly quite good. I'll get Lily going in a minute. I'm going to put some music on. I'm going down the shop, but I'm going to listen to some music because nothing much to do at the minute. I've got to do some tidying up around this place. So that's my plan, I think. I'll have to take the bin bag down in a few days' time, because that needs to be emptied. I need to put. I've took all my bin bags down, but I need to put another one in my bin. But it's too treacherous, really, to be going down to the bin shed at any sort of great length. So I don't really want to do that. Not yet, anyway. Not until I've, you know. Not until I'm fully happy with... the weather out there. I've got to go to the shop anyway, but that's not so bad. But getting down to that bin thing is a bit slippery, so I'm a bit wary of going there. But anyway, guys, I shall poke this boo, and I will catch up with you all very soon.